Our special guest, Dr. Jacob Merman. How are you, sir?
Oh, wonderful. How are you, Tom?
Marvelous. I'm going to bring Michelle and her husband into the office next week. If you're going to be in next week, I want to bring him in to introduce him.
Oh, all right. Well, glad to see you.
Yeah, it'll be great to see you as well. Everything going well? I'm glad to hear it. We've been talking about, well, the cannabis stories come up more and more often. We did, and we're not going to read the story, but there was a story about in Madison, Wisconsin, there's a Rastafarian church that allows them to smoke weed, apparently, because it's a religious thing. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying that one or not, if it's a religious thing or not. But I get asked all the time, Dr. Merman, so, you know, it's been a while now, so how's that all going? So I knew you were coming on, so what I did is looked at the last three nights of sleep that I've gotten. Okay, because I used to sleep about 4 to maybe 4.5 hours a night before the cannabis, before medical cannabis. Last night I slept for 7 hours and 1 minute. The night before that, 7 hours and 55 minutes. The night before that, 7:42.
Not bad.
So I'm sleeping so much better now. Honest to God, I mean, it's not even a comparison. I get good, solid sleep. That's what I've been looking for since I was 19 years old, and I'm a little older than 19 now. So,
it's been
great.
Kind of very similar story to what I'm hearing from most people who are coming for follow-ups. You know, cannabis does seem to help a lot, and sleep is usually the first thing to improve. So, yeah, it's a great drug. I still say cannabis is a gateway drug to good medicine. So we have to do other things for people to help them eventually, hopefully, get off of cannabis. And there are ways of doing it.
So that's interesting. Let's talk a bit about that. So your goal is for them to eventually get off cannabis.
Yeah. I mean, they get way better on cannabis, usually fairly fast, usually like within a month or two, things are much better. Sometimes, you know, we need to, or I don't participate in that, but the pharmacist and the dispensary helps them adjust the product so there's no side effects and there's good healing effect. So by, you know, a month or two, we usually have a new baseline where people feel a lot better. But then at that point, I always suggest to look at other options to take the person further and to get some more permanent improvement in whatever condition they have. And sometimes it's possible, sometimes it's not. And like I said, I can't argue with how great cannabis is. It's great for sleep, even though sleep is not a qualifying condition, insomnia is not, but sleep is like a symptom in many conditions. So it improves. Pains improve. Spasms improve, a lot of things. But many conditions can be improved further by other means. I'm talking possibly some psychological approaches like hypnosis, possibly acupuncture, possibly physical therapy, possibly homeopathy. There's different methods to consider. So we try to employ all of them, you know, whatever applies to a particular case. Like, we just put up a PTSD page on our website, just describing the different methods that we use in PTSD, and cannabis works wonderful in PTSD.
Yes.
It's great. But like I said, we can usually, once the person is stabilized and they are feeling better and they're, you know, going out and, you know, they're not so angry and all that, then we can probably heal them on a deeper level by other means.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Do you mind taking a call from a listener?
Absolutely, yeah.
I like it. The talk and text line 651-989-ROCK. If you have a question, Candace has a caller with a question.
Lori from Cottage Grove.
Maury, how are you?
Lori.
Oh, Lori.
Lori.
What I'm going to try to do with Candace is to get her to not eat while she's saying the caller's names.
That would work better.
Lori, how are you? Dr. Merman, Lori.
Hi,
Lori. Dr. Merman.
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Good morning. I have an 8-year-old grandson who has severe autism, and I want to know if you've ever treated any children or if you have research or what your feelings are in treating autism with medical marijuana.
Okay. How old is the child?
8.
Okay. So, first of all, I don't like the word marijuana because it's kind of pejorative. So cannabis is a better word, okay? It's a scientific word for no apology necessary. It's a very common word, but we're trying to make it more medical, more scientific. So anyway, and then on research, there's really not enough research into cannabis. My view on research is this. If something is safe, you can safely try it, okay? And that's what's happening with cannabis. It's clear that cannabis is safe and nobody's ever died from it, from an overdose, okay? Right. So it's fairly safe to try it. Now, in kids, of course, we're saying that there is research that shows that if cannabis is used in kids, it will interfere with their mental activity and maturation of their brain to a degree. So that's a concern. Nonetheless, what about the other drugs that we use to calm down kids? Okay, and my impression is that they're not any better and possibly worse than cannabis. So I think cannabis is okay to use in kids if we want to palliate their condition, palliate, kind of remove symptoms. So in autistic right. kids, and I've seen several, if they take cannabis, they are calmer. They are much easier to handle. And their ability to learn improves because they're not so revved up. I've seen in follow-up.
Okay. So that's what my thought would be. He's nonverbal. He is a lot of ticks and, you know, a lot of chirping and moving around and stuff. And I'm wondering how, if that would indeed, the medical cannabis would calm him down and make him, they do mainstream him for half of a day. Mm-hmm. And he's getting to the point where he can't stand there because he's disturbing to the other children. So we're kind of, you know, wrestling with whether we should look at this or not. And I just want to know your feelings.
Yeah, in this kind of case, I would probably get him on cannabis, get a new, much better baseline, hopefully, calm down, more able to tolerate, you know, company, crowds, etc., and able to possibly learn. And then I would look at homeopathy as an option as well, because that has a deeper effect. And especially in a child, you want to set them up for the rest of their life, and that's where homeopathy really shines. It's a much deeper improvement and more permanent.
I agree. Thank you so much for your advice.
Do we need to? How would you set up an appointment, Lori? Who would you go to see?
Well, it's my son and daughter-in-law that we've all been having the conversation. Mm-hmm. I guess we would start with his primary care physician and get a referral, or I guess we'd have to check to see if a doctor covers or takes his insurance. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'd start there.
You don't need Absolutely. The referral, as far as I understand. And if you don't have insurance, it really doesn't matter. There is still a certification fee that people pay to our clinic that's outside insurance. So
okay.
It doesn't matter. What we usually ask for is some record proving that we have the qualifying diagnosis.
Yes, you've been through the U of M and been through the whole thing.
Yeah, and our front desk can easily arrange for record transfer. So if you just call the office, it's 952-933-8900. Just call, talk to the receptionist, and they'll help you with that.
Yeah, Lori, I've got that number right here. So, Lori, if you forget the number, 952-933-8900, just call. But, yeah, definitely go see Dr. Merman at the clinic. It's worked wonders for me. So I'm very, very happy to point you in the right direction there.
Well, I'm very hopeful, and it seems to me like a better choice, a natural choice,
yep.
compared to some of other medication that's just going to make him, you know, a zombie or do whatever, you know. And so I immediately brought it up to the kids, and they're still thinking about it. It's hard to think about it, but they're really leaning in that direction. So I was really grateful to be able to speak with the doctor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's this stigma associated with cannabis. The stigma has been there for many years. People call it a narcotic. It is not. It's a completely different class of drug. People think their mind is going to be affected. We very rarely see bad mind defects. The side effects from cannabis are usually very mild, if any. Most common is dry mouth, very mild. People say, oh, this is nothing. You know, I can tolerate that, no problem. With so much improvement in other respects, you know, who cares about, a little bit of dry mouth? But even that is rare. So the stigma is, I don't even know, there's big history about why the stigma is present. We probably shouldn't be going into that. But it doesn't
right.
belong.
Right.
This is just a medication. It's an herbal medication which works for certain conditions, works very well with minimal side effects. There should not be stigma.
Well, doctor, I graduated from high school in 76. I have no stigma problems. It's actually my kids that are more concerned about it than I am.
All right. Lori, would you stay in touch with us and let me know how everything works out?
I sure will, Tom. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for calling. Wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lori calling in about her grandson. Ladies and gentlemen, from the talk and text line, please ask Dr. Merman to discuss Crohn's. My mom has it, and I want her to give it serious consideration. Zach from New Hope, but he says he's an original North Sider from my old neighborhood, so that's good. Dr. Merman, what about Crohn's?
Crohn's, this is one of the other amazing things. Let me just give you one case that I've had in the clinic here. A gentleman with Crohn's, probably around 40, diarrhea 16 times a day and abdominal pains. Okay, really uncomfortable. So starts on cannabis, comes back in 2 months. There's no diarrhea. He has formed stools now once or twice a day and no abdominal pains.
That's a wonderful thing.
It's a complete remission. And I've seen that to a varying degree many times. So Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome is not a qualifying condition because it's not inflammatory, but if pain is associated with it, that is a qualifying condition. So, and that also is helped. If you want to talk about Crohn's, there's also other methods that work. For example, I just spoke with our acupuncturist. He says inflammatory bowel disease responds quite well to acupuncture. I'll tell you a story about my mom who had Crohn's. Around 87, she was diagnosed with Crohn's by biopsy. She had an abscess in the bowel communicating with the abdominal cavity, which is common in Crohn's. So they suggested surgery at that time to take out a piece of the bowel. So at that time, I just learned about homeopathy, and so I told her, why don't you go see Dr. Jones, who was a local homeopath here in town at the time. So he saw her, started treatment. 1 month later, there was no more abscess, and this is proven by CT before and after the treatment. And she's improved over the next year or two. On the treatment, and about 10 years later, I wanted to have her checked and had a colonoscopy done. And the gastroenterologist, after doing colonoscopy, told me there was no Crohn's. That was the wrong diagnosis. Well, I know it was the right diagnosis because the biopsy was done. So, again, cannabis is wonderful. It often puts people in remission, but long-term cure, possibly other means once you're stabilized with cannabis.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just a couple more. We only have a couple more minutes with the doctor, but I would like to read a couple of other things that have been sent our way on the talk and text line. Is depression something that can be treated with cannabis? Signed, Chelsea from East Bethel. Depression, I would even tell her, yes, it can be, because I have depression, and, man, it certainly helps me.
Yeah, except it's not a qualifying condition. So
right.
On a psychological you know, in psychological area, PTSD is really the only qualifying condition, but depression comes with PTSD. And so if somebody has PTSD and depression, they'll improve. I mean, I see people with depression improve as far as that symptom. So if they have, if people have other conditions like pain, chronic pain, or whatever else that's qualifying, I would expect their depression to also improve with cannabis treatment.
And the final comment from the talk and text line, I don't like taking pharmaceuticals, and I've found CBD and cannabis to be extremely helpful in allowing me to sleep, make my daily pain decrease, allow me to focus and not be such a bitter prick all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just reading it verbatim. It truly has helped change my life. So that's the great news, doctor. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
It is good. You're going to just keep coming back. I have to ask you one question, though, because every time I watch the news, they tell me, do you know President Trump? Because apparently, according to some news, all Russians know President Trump. Is that true?
All Russians know President. I'm not sure. I'm not in touch with most Russians.
Thank you, Dr. Merman. Great having you on, sir.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
I'll see you next week.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye. Bye-bye.
Dr. Jacob Merman. See, he's got such a great sense of humor. You know, Trump and the Russians. Dr. Merman, of course, born in Russia. So, you know, it all works out. I love being able to put him on the air and having all the people text in or call in or whatever the situation might be, because it's helpful to everyone. And I'm here to tell you, the stigma, there's no stigma. I take it. Catherine encourages me to take it because I'm such a level-headed, calm guy. You heard me. Wait a minute. That didn't work out too well. No, it did work out well. Thank you again to Dr. Merman. I will see him next week. I want to see if I can get Michelle and Mark to go over there with me, and hopefully maybe I'd run into Lori when she's over there. But thank you for your texts and your calls. I appreciate it immensely.